I used to participate in all the meetings of RJMEC. And in RJMEC, we received reports from all mechanisms of the peace implementation, especially the transitional security mechanisms. And so I would say SPLM-IO is actually fully justified to pull out of these mechanisms. Number one, these mechanisms do not seriously find ways to address issues affecting implementation of the peace agreement. Challenges that have been happening, including attacks on the positions of the SPLM-AIO, has been ongoing, and RJMEC itself became serious about it only after SPLM-IO pulled out of these mechanisms. If they did not pull out, the attacks would continue.
How does this pull out affect on the long-term implementation of this peace agreement?
Well, they are both positive and negative aspects of the pullout of the SPLM-AIO from these mechanisms, including RJMEC. Number one, on the positive aspect, this has revealed the pretense that we have been hearing that the parties are committed to the implementation of the peace agreement, that they are making commendable progress in the implementation, and that the ceasefire is holding, even as when we know that all over South Sudan, the country is in flames. So this pretense and misinformation has been fully exposed by IO pulling out of these mechanisms because of attacks on their positions. And so if there is good intention to support the implementation of the peace agreement in South Sudan, this would be the time for IGAD and all partners supporting the peace process to take the right actions to support the process.
You're sounding like that because you first resigned from RJMEC, and then you fled the country pointing fingers at the leaders of the country for having, in your own words, failed to implement the agreement. How would you react to that?
I was a member of these mechanisms. The only reasons we were participating in these mechanisms on behalf of civil society and these ordinary citizens of our country was for this agreement to be implemented. In November 2020, I raised the concern asking for RJMEC meetings to be suspended until such a time that there was convincing commitment from the leadership of the country to implement resolutions of the mechanism. And when I raised this concern, one of the ministers, senior ministers in the government, got so angry and lashed at me very badly. But we had been raising these issues consistently that the agreement was failing and that much more needed to be done. And the reason I resigned from the mechanism was because I felt that it was not delivering on its intended objectives. And so it was not right for me to keep sitting in a mechanism that was not making progress.
Let's look at the issue from a different perspective. IGAD appointed a mediator for the resolution of conflict in South Sudan. That is the man called Ismail Weiss, Dr. Ismail Weiss. This is happening when he is also telling the world that the parties are making progress.
I want to say that is misinformation to the world and the South Sudanese public. The agreement is not making progress. The SPLM-AIO released its evaluation of the peace agreement recently. And you would see clearly that most of the provisions of the agreement remained not implemented. The key issues affecting civilians, the violence spreading all over the country, is because of the failure to implement the agreement to strengthen the capabilities of the states to respond to issues of insecurity. So you can see the failures of the peace agreement in all this. However, for some reasons, IGAD itself and the rest of the partners continue to overlook the effect of failure of implementation of this agreement and try to project an image that the agreement is working. This is the most unfortunate part of the whole peace process, that things are not moving, and we see this in every aspect of the peace agreement, but there is no commitment to actually address these core issues that are happening.
Why would you think JMAC is turning its eyes the other way when there is violations going on in the country? Why would you think JMAC would do that? Their mandate is to monitor the agreement and report.
JMAC is actually a combination of the parties. It is actually a form of an institution of the government. It's made up of the parties, and the parties have more say in JEMEC. And when we talk about the parties, we're actually referring to now the RT Gonu itself. Its representatives, representing all the parties, are in this mechanism. So they have more voice in our JEMEC. And the secretariat of our JEMEC, that is independent, that puts together the reports, first of all, only documents what is agreed upon in the meetings. And what is agreed upon in the meetings is largely bulldozed by the government representatives in the mechanism. Secondly, there is a deliberate attempt among the secretariat and the rest of the foreign nationals who are supposed to monitor the process and the report accurately, that they fear the government representatives. There are records of these government representatives rejecting people being employed by IGAD in these mechanisms. And so, this fear of the government officials also causes the secretariat of RJMEC to act in a manner that does not, disappoint the government officials.
And so, a final question here. There is a development in South Sudan right now as we speak. The house of Dr. Riek Machar, the leader of the SPLM-IO, is being surrounded by government troops, police, and the national security. The Minister of Information, Michael Makui, said that the deployment of the troops there is for the security of Riek Machar. How do you look at that situation?
Well, this is unfortunate development, obviously, but it is not a surprising development, because since Riek Machar came to Juba, he was not allowed to leave Juba city. He doesn't go to the states. He doesn't go to visit his forces. He doesn't move within Juba freely. He's actually being in a way cantoned in his house, and then from the house only to the office largely. So this is simply an extension of what he has been going through all this while. But also to use forces of the government to compel him to return to participate in RJMEC and the mechanisms is unfortunate, because there are ways in which grievances would be addressed in the peace agreement.